Disney courting communist China pays off. Avatar: The Way of Water gets rare theatrical extension for Lunar New Year. By David Ng on January 10, 2023. The Walt Disney Company has spent years courting China's communist dictators, and now the company is reaping a tangible reward for its obeisance. Avatar: The Way of Water has been granted an extremely rare theatrical extension in China just in time for the Lunar New Year, the biggest holiday on the Chinese calendar, according to The Hollywood Reporter. The Avatar sequel, which has been underperforming with Chinese audiences, will run on screens for an additional 30 days. Two sources in Beijing with knowledge of the decision told the outlet. The movie's theatrical run in China was set to conclude January 15 in accordance with the country's 30-day window for foreign titles. Now, the movie will play through mid-February. Film industry figures in Beijing contacted by the reporter reportedly expressed shock over the extension. Since Beijing typically blocks foreign titles from screening during China's biggest holidays in order to boost the domestic film industry. As Breitbart News reported, Avatar 2 has failed to live up to expectations in China, grossing $57.1 million on its opening weekend, far below the approximately $120 million it was expected to earn. So far, the movie has reaped $188.3 million at the Chinese box office, still below expectations. The first Avatar movie earned just north of $260 million in China, the most of any Hollywood movie at the time of its release in 2009. The Avatar sequel will have to face formidable box office competition timed for Chinese New Year, including another blockbuster sci-fi sequel, The Wandering Earth 2, starring Hong Kong superstar Andy Lau and Wolf Warrior actor Wu Jing. Disney executives have developed a cozy relationship with Beijing, enabling the company to operate theme parks in Shanghai and Hong Kong. Returning CEO Bob Iger is particularly close with Chinese leaders, even expressing interest in becoming ambassador to China under President Joe Biden, D. Iger came under fire in 2019 for refusing to condemn China's crackdown on pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong. Under his leadership, Disney forbade ESPN journalists from addressing any discussion of the relationship between China and Hong Kong. The decision came after the controversy involving Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, who tweeted support for Hong Kong's pro-democracy movement. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.